Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, it's at The Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're in the chat rooms of both MeWe tonight, the Captain's America Third Watch group, and we're in the chat room over at Facebook tonight. So there you go. And that's simply the Captain's group. All right. Well, joining us right now on a Monday morning to get things started, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. All right. The bar is letting out. They're standing in the street, and they're all waving and yelling and screaming at Kyle Warren.
Well, it's great to be here, as always, and good to hear them, yes.
Yes, and they're going back into their rooms now. Okay, now, they all came out of the balcony just to do that. All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on those Judeo-Christian principles. And I'll tell you what, we need some of that right now because, Kyle, just yesterday, now I spent the weekend, 2 days, at a gun show in Largo, right here in my backyard, just about a mile and a half away from where I live. Now, three things happened yesterday. Three things. Number one, in Minneapolis, there was a drive-by shooting that left two National Guard soldiers wounded. And they'll be okay, but still, just the fact that somebody drove by a National Guard checkpoint and popped some shots off at them is disturbing. Then number two was Wisconsin police arrested a suspect who was wanted for a deadly shooting at a Kenosha Lakeside bar where three people were killed.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. What we understand at this hour is that the person who did the shooting in Wisconsin may have been thrown out of that establishment and may have returned in some sort of revenge attack. So we're getting more information on that.
And then the worst one of the day was what happened in Austin, Texas. Now, Austin, Texas is a very liberal blue city in Texas. Unusual, but true. And authorities say that a ex-detective, sheriff's detective, went in and, for whatever reason, shot and killed three people. Apparently, it was something where he was going to take people hostages, and he did not do that for whatever reason. He chose the other, and now he's on the loose, armed, dangerous, and they're warning people, don't open your door, or this, that, and the other, and they have no idea where he's gone.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And the fear is that he will take perhaps more hostages if given that opportunity as well. He was, of course, being investigated for allegations of sexual assault and rape. This is, again, a very, very concerning thing because it goes to exactly what this person may be capable of. And the FBI and local law enforcement, of course, heavily involved in this at this hour.
And now I'm seeing something else, and this might be Chicago. I can't tell by the story. It says they killed the baby. McDonald's drive-thru turns into a horror scene after a little girl is shot to death. It looks like Chicago police, but I can't be sure.
Yes, exactly right. This again, these rash of shootings this weekend, of course, only exacerbate the national situation as we are awaiting, as the jury is going to hear closing arguments today in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis. And so again, this puts everything on edge even more so. And you mentioned, Captain, about the Minneapolis shooting against the National Guardsmen there. There are about 3,000 of the National Guard that have been activated in Minnesota for this very reason.
And who was there yesterday?
Wasn't it Maxine Waters, I think?
Yeah, and she is a danger to society. She's being called that by numerous people, including a couple of Democrats, for what she said, actually causing reason to be insightful when it comes to wanting to provoke and get these people to riot. And there's calls for Waters right now to be expelled from Congress for inciting riots, but at the very least, she needs to be censured as of Tuesday when the Congress comes back.
Well, you know, Captain, certainly after January 6th and what was said by various speakers on January 6th, and of course we know the fallout from that, but here you have a member of Congress going into a hotbed situation and saying, we've got to stay on the street, I'm quoting now, and we've got to get more active, we've got to get more confrontational.
Right.
We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business, unquote. And so, yes, and again, there's curfews involved here. She's saying stay on the street. And I can't imagine, Captain, any politician or anyone saying to a group of people that are already very, very riled up to say, we've got to get more confrontational. That doesn't seem to be tamping down the situation, helping cooler heads to prevail, or anything like that.
You are absolutely right. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're just getting started here. It was a very violent weekend, nonetheless, with what we just told you about there, but we wanted to get it all out there. There's an end to this somewhere. Don't know where it is or what it is, but we'll see if we can't talk about it together and come up with something. All right, in the meantime, I will be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That's my friends Pete and Seth Talbot up there in Seattle, Washington, that manufacture the product. And by the way, they do a really, really good job. They do a really good job with what they do, and it's always good to be able to hear from them because of the fact that the last week I heard that they'd gotten a lot of great comments made from some people that had ordered the product through the website that they gave me, and I appreciate you folks saying the kind words you're saying. But the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 help in my case to relieve the inflammation that I have, which is almost constant when I do something when I'm on my foot too long, my left foot and ankle, and the pain that I get with that even goes up into my hip and whatnot. But the fact of the matter is, to lower or eliminate pain, it'll work by going right straight to the source. So this is all good stuff. This is all good stuff. So there you go. Now, don't forget, you can get the 1995 3-week quick start by going to my website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, try it out, and you'll be in like Flynn. All righty. Now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller, so I'm going to go to the caller first. Good morning. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
The honorary unelected mayor, Captain.
You are definitely unelected, but go ahead.
You know, Kyle, I was sitting earlier today, and I was thinking about all of these things that have happened recently. You have, like the captain said, Maxine Waters making inflammatory statements in basically a hotbed situation. You have one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter that bought, four houses for a total of $3.2 million?
Correct.
And now local Black Lives Matter chapters are saying, well, wait a minute, where's this money? You know, we took in $90 million. Where's our share? You know, they're having to go online and do GoFundMes. And then you have, oh, by the way, whatever happened to Jerry Swalwell? You know, and the list goes on and on. I mean, Kyle, surely the American people can't be this stupid. And I hope to God that when the midterms come, people are going to remember this. People are going to remember what happened. And they're not only going to give us control, but I think we're going to get control in a landslide. I think you're going to see more than, you know, like, you know, up to maybe even half the seats come back to us. I have to believe that the American people are sick and tired of this. Now he says he wants to raise the quota for the refugee settlement to 62,000, which President Trump got it down to, you know, a reasonable 15,000. So what do you think, Kyle? This is just awful, and thank you so much.
All right. Well, Kyle, before you start, let me play something here because I've been sitting on this. This is what our former governor and current senator in Florida, Rick Scott, had to say about the upcoming midterm elections.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida says support for Republicans is about to surge.
People look at the Biden agenda. They say, wait a minute.
Scott predicts Americans will quickly become dismayed with President Biden's progressive agenda.
Do we want men playing in women's sports? No. Do we want to shut down the Keystone Pipeline? No. Do we want voter ID? Yes. And the Democrats are on the opposite side of all those issues.
Scott tells the Salem Radio Network Republicans will flip enough seats in 2022 to regain the Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Senator Rick. Now, Kyle, I don't have any doubt at all with what was just said is absolutely correct. And again, before you say what you're going to say, at the gun show over the weekend, we had a number of people that walked up to me that listened to the program, that identified themselves to me as Democrats, and they said, well, they don't agree all the time with the politics I have to offer. They do agree with the fact that Joe Biden is absolutely wrong when it comes to guns, when it comes to oil and energy, and when it comes to the border. Those are the three big things I heard over the weekend constantly from Democrats that were walking up and volunteering the information to me. Go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain, and that's because those particular issues as well are affecting everybody's lives, whether they are registered Republican, registered Democrat, or registered independent, or what have you. And they understand it's very easy to see the fallout and the consequences of what the Biden administration is up to. And so, yes, that is the uphill battle that the Democrats have. And to Mike's call, what he's talking about, you know, making big gains in the midterms. Yes, I think so. I think the Republicans stay on message. They continue to stand up to the Biden administration, and I think that they can do quite well. But you know who else knows that they're going to do quite well as well? That's the Democrat Party elite themselves. Why do you think they're trying to work so fast? Why do you think they're throwing literally everything and the kitchen sink, too, maybe another kitchen sink on top of that, trying to get all this stuff through, executive order, scare us, here's another epidemic, it's this, it's that, and just try to do everything possible in order to try to frighten everybody into getting in line. But their policies are unpopular. They know that. They understand that people generally supported the policies of the president. And what do we hear about at the border now? We hear about, well, put it back the way Trump had it. At least right now, just stop this this whole thing. And the last thing I'll say is to Mike's point about the refugee raising the cap. The Biden administration caved, the very same day?
Yeah.
That they made the announcement, mm-hmm. that they were following the Trump policy, or the heretofore Trump policy,
mm-hmm.
and it was AOC, Ilhan Omar, and evidently the Biden, Joe Biden said, I don't want
the Politburo that's running the show.
Yeah,
whoever, not Biden, it's not Harris.
Yeah, whoever's pulling the strings, mm-hmm. they just said, okay, well, you know, this is too much. We'll do this right now. But boy, does it make even Biden mm-hmm. look weak to Putin and to the Chinese Communist
government. Well, here's something else that nobody wants you to know about that I'm going to tell you about. Now, you're out there in California,
yep.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says that the far left defund the police narrative and progressive officials are now responsible for the worrying spike in violent crime across the United States. What's the background on this? Well, we all know what they've done. We all know what's happened as a result to the crime statistics.
Well, that's right. Captain, get this. In February, there was a 186% rise in murders in Los Angeles, and there were 21 back in the same period of 2020, in the same period this year, 60 murders. So this is huge, and you're right. He's talking about the defund the police. All this stuff is going in to making crime rise and also to normalize crime. I mean, this is horrendous stuff.
People need to understand, and I think they're beginning to understand, that major cities, almost all run by Democrats across the United States, have experienced a spike in violent crime this year.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And so instead of saying, how do we stop the bad guys, it's like, how do we keep police from enforcing the law? It's all backwards.
Yeah. Now, we talked about the police and defunding the police and this, that, and the other. The city council in Minneapolis is now moving to take traffic stops away from the police department. And are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Allowing the traffic stops to go to the meter maids that have the little motorcycle things they drive around, the little three-wheelers?
Yep.
So that's where they're going. All right, let's hold on a second. Let's take a call here. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana.
Hey, I listened to your comments earlier about, the Russian bounty on American troops.
Yep.
All right. If you remember during the campaign, Biden was also, he loved to say this phrase, when Trump got to the battlefields in World War II during his trip to France, he was reported as saying that he called the graves of liars and suckers. And you put that with what you had with the bounties on Russia. The media made these stories up to give Biden a cover to go out and say these lies.
Sure.
It'll just be worse in 2024. That's why on certain aspects like this, you need a presidential candidate or a vice presidential candidate that has veteran status. This is really what's lacking in the Biden administration.
Do you know who got together in Florida at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend at a Lincoln Day dinner?
Who's that?
Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump sitting at the same table.
Oh, yeah, okay, I heard that.
Yep.
That would be a hell of a ticket right there.
Well, there's a rumor circulating that we could be watching that.
And also, too, the other person that I admired a lot, too, and that was Nikki Haley.
Yeah, well,
I would love to see Nikki Haley take Kamala Harris on in this debate.
Yeah, she said if Trump runs, she won't run. Okay, well, we're going to break, my friend.
Hey, thanks for the time.
All right, Dan the Man, and Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, by the way, it's a stormy night in parts of Florida, parts of the South. So keep your eyes on the sky.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that half of all Americans 18 and older have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Sunday that about 130 million people 18 and over have received at least one shot. About 84 million people, a little more than a quarter of all Americans, have now been fully vaccinated. Both of those numbers are expected to increase quickly as eligibility for vaccines will open up for all people 16 and older nationally on Monday. And Russian activists are calling for a day of protest later this week as opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly near death in a Russian prison. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he sought treatment after being poisoned by a Soviet-era nerve agent. Authorities sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison for violating a suspended sentence in a fraud case, something that Navalny says was politically motivated. He began a hunger strike in prison 3 weeks ago after being refused to be allowed to be seen by a private doctor for severe back pain. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Need to know. The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Announcer Lady. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And I've been a long-time customer of theirs for 17 and a half years. They've taken very, very, very good care of me, which is why I chose to endorse them, because I know the company and they offer me the opportunity. So Geico, which has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, all you got to do is go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, and get a price quote for the car or the truck that you're driving, and see if you can save some money. Now, more than likely, you will right off the bat. And knock on wood, once you've been there a year or so, you will be able to get a safe driver discount, too, which is always 10%. Now, your local Geico office can also help you find coverage, as well as the Geico website, for anything and just about everything you own. Like, for example, you might have a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat. Now, if you have a homeowner's policy that you want to check, they'll do that because they have homeowner's insurance. The same with renter's insurance. And that's what I've done. And that also gives me a bundle rate, which means my policy drops by about another 10%. So you can save a lot of money, and you may find out you're going to be you've been spending way too much money over there with the other guys. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and always remember to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, is turning to social media and the White House COVID vaccine media blitz, and he's saying, follow me on Snap.
Well,
wait a minute. Snap. There we go.
There you go. Yeah, well, you know, that's
It's interesting because is there going to be any clarification if he's on SNAP of all these mixed messages that everybody seems to be getting about because people are going out and getting the vaccine. There's no doubt about that. But yet, if you get the vaccine, Dr. Fauci says you still got to wear a mask.
Now, let me just point something out here, okay? And I'm going to go by what my doctor told me. Number one, I was offered the opportunity to take the vaccine, and I did. And I have a card that says that I'm vaccinated. And I guess it could technically be called the vaccine passport or whatever they're calling it, right?
Right.
But if you want to get on an airplane, if you want to get on a train, if you want to get on a cruise ship, if you want to go to a baseball game, you might have to have that to prove that you're okay to get into the game. It may come to that before we go very far into the season because there's all kinds of rumors circulating about that. And by the way, what do they do when you go to a game? Have you been to a game yet?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yeah.
They give you a temperature check.
Yeah, they didn't do a temperature check, though. That was the interesting part.
They didn't.
No, well, no temperature check.
Well, they're supposed to.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. The two Angel games this weekend were postponed due to some kind of COVID issue. I think it had to do with the other team, but I don't know for sure. But Saturday night's game and Sunday's game were both postponed as a result of that.
Who was the team?
Minnesota Twins, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, that's possible. Okay, so, but again, you know, we're at the mercy of whatever, and that's the way, that's the get out of jail card, so they call it. And, oh, by the way, the other thing is that my doctor also told me, well, you don't need to wear a mask now.
Well, exactly. But for some reason, and again, everybody wants to do the right thing, but if you're getting vaccinated, but Dr. Fauci keeps telling you, well, there's a small chance you can get infected, and you wouldn't know it. You'd be asymptomatic, but then you could spread it to other people. And again, nobody wants to do anything that would ever hurt anybody else or have any of those kinds of things. But well, what does it mean to be vaccinated then? And I think, Captain, these mixed messages actually prevent people from saying, okay, I will sign up and I will get the vaccine, because they will say to themselves, well, what's changing? Nothing is changing at that point. So in terms of the messaging that Fauci and the federal government are giving, I think that's where they're really falling down.
Yeah, because it's one person says one thing, another person says another. You go to their doctor and they see something totally different.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
And I constantly am checked for the antibodies because I'm a blood giver, universal donor.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to, you know, every couple of weeks I go in for the blood test and all that, and then they say, okay, you're good to go, and away I go.
Yes, exactly. And I correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was Governor DeSantis speaking earlier on Sunday, basically saying, well, wait a minute, can even private companies try to find out what shots you've had or what your medical status,
right,
and this kind of thing? Is that the way that we're headed in the United States? That's a very, very serious question.
Well, it may be we're headed that direction, but anyway. Okay, now Portland, Oregon has had just night after night after night riots downtown, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, a Portland church, which has been damaged in the riots, set on fire twice, says the cost of repairs are going to take away from feeding the homeless, which is what they did. So the homeless are not going to get any food from this particular church in downtown Portland. And to the people that are listening to me in Portland, Oregon, and we've got people up there, I'm telling you, you should be ashamed of yourself for this.
Well, right. Exactly. If people are concerned about the less fortunate in our society, if they're concerned about the direction our society is heading, but yet take actions that completely impact the people doing good things to help others, especially through the church, then we're just heading down the wrong road altogether.
Yeah, and by the way, just since we've come on the air here, just shortly before the show, a shooting in Louisiana has left 5 people hospitalized, so something's gone on in Louisiana. That's all I got. I don't have anything else. We'll have to check that during the break.
Yes, yeah, we'll get the details and be right back after the break.
So we've had a rash of shootings in the last 3-4 days.
Well, that's exactly right. All over the last weekend, and again, what we saw happen in these various places in Minnesota and so in Kenosha, Wisconsin, this is a lot.
And it was brought up at the gun show by some of the dealers that were there that, you know, we've had all these shootings since Biden's been around. You don't suppose some of this might have something to do with furthering the gun control stuff, do you?
Well, they will certainly capitalize on it. And this is the reason why the other day when President Biden gave his speech about gun control and the executive orders, he talked about an epidemic. And they're using these terms very, very deliberately. They want you to believe there is an epidemic. But yet, Captain, law-abiding gun owners, they're not the cause of any kind of epidemic at all. We're talking about people who, in fact, what happened in Indianapolis, we're finding out that the shooter was able to purchase guns legally, even though he should have been on the radar for sure, having some very serious mental issues before when they confiscated his gun.
That's right.
Yeah.
By the way, Madonna, we all know who she is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to sit here and try to imitate, like a virgin. But anyway, Madonna calls gun control the new vaccine, and she wants police jailed without a trial in the event they shoot somebody.
Yeah, you know, this is... sounds, Madonna before, of course, said she had thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but part of this, I think, too, is Madonna trying to make sure Madonna gets quoted on something. But because obviously to say we're going to throw out our system of due process is ridiculous on its face. Maybe she's trying to communicate the emotion of what she's feeling.
She belongs to AARP now, so she's got to live up to it.
Well, that's right. But, you know, and it's really kind of sad because obviously, you know, when something happens that involves police officers, this is why we have investigations. This is why you have protocol. This is why, we have our justice system. And to simply say that, no trial, go to jail for the rest of your life and no corrupt justice system, et cetera, et cetera. This isn't a serious approach to what we're witnessing.
And some of these shootings might have had something to do with what we're going to hear in Minneapolis today. Monday is the day they start the closing arguments in the Derek Chauvin trial.
That's exactly right. Today is the day, and so they've heard a lot of witnesses on the prosecution side. They've heard of just a few on the defense, and Derek Chauvin himself has chosen not to testify in this case. So I think that indicates that the jury will get the case sooner than later, and that's why we're looking towards, at the very least, midweek, when we could be waiting for that verdict. It could be returned very quickly. We just never know. They could be deliberating for weeks. Who knows? But everybody is on alert.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we do our Truckers Highway and Byway report coming right up. Don't go nowhere, no how. And Kathy's going to take us to break right here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
For
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, there she is, our New Jersey cowgirl, Donna Fiducia, who made it down there to Carrollton, Georgia. She and her husband, Don, run a horse ranch there, Double D Ranch, and they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody tonight right there in Fort Benning, Georgia. Thank you very much for serving our country. All right, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. As Sam the Paper Man found out yesterday, he pulled into the Flying J, said, Captain Matt Bruce sent me and told me I'd get a free cup of coffee. You want to know something? You got a free cup of coffee. All right, here we go with an oldie but goodie right now.
In this dirty old part of the city, when the sun refuses to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. One thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed at night, watch his habits turn gray. He's been working and slaving his
and you.
Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my dad.
Kyle, from back in the day.
That's exactly right. Yeah, 1965 is yep. when that tune came out.
And you know yep. something? I remember that song because I used to play it when I had a band.
Oh, very cool.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep, yep. And we had the harmony going and all that sort of stuff, and it was a ball. We had a ball, y'all. But anyway, those were the days. And yeah, we had a band back in the day. So, matter of fact, it was called Long John and the Silvermen. We were on television, the local TV show that they had. It was hilarious. But we did all right. I mean, can't complain. We made some money, and I bought a car that way and all that stuff. My dad says, yeah, if you want to do that, that's fine. But remember, you got to do some things on the farm. So, you know, that's how I got started with my late nights, I think. But anyway, here we go. Snow in the Rockies and High Plains. A surge of cold air is going to bring rapidly falling temperatures and snow to spread across the Rockies, the Plains, and Middle Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes over the next couple of days. Now, down south, we did have a big bunch of storms come through last night. Central Florida, go tearing across the state. Now, heavy storms and heavy showers and thunderstorms, rather, will continue to bring the threat of flash and urban flooding, hail and strong to gusty winds, possibly a tornado or two. We did have a tornado warning last night up in Pasco County from the Florida Peninsula all the way down to the base of Florida, the bottom of Florida, through midweek. So that's what we got right now. So, Kyle, take it away out west. Got a lot of weather out there.
Yes, we do, Captain. We're going to start in Washington tonight, east of Seattle, as you come across I-90. We've got an avalanche warning. I suspect this is because they've had some warmer weather recently, as we saw last week, and this may cause some of that snow to give way and the slushy as well. So I think that's what the cause is of that. But as you continue east across I-90, heading towards Idaho, you're going to get into a blowing dust advisory. This is going to go all the way through Spokane and cover all the way to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, so be very careful there. In Montana tonight, winter weather advisory stretching pretty much all the way from Missoula all the way over towards Billings and east of that. But now just east of Bozeman coming across I-90, we've got the winter storm warning. And that's a pretty hefty winter storm warning that's going on right now. They expect a lot of snow, heavy snow, accumulations of 5 to 10 inches, winds gusting about 35 miles per hour. Travel can be difficult. In fact, they are asking people to delay travel if possible. Only do it if absolutely necessary.
We got a mountain pass to go over.
Exactly right. So you've got a lot to deal with there. That same winter storm warning coming down I-90 into Wyoming and on down. We still got the winter weather advisory through Casper, Laramie, which is an actual winter storm warning, also Cheyenne, and down in through Denver as well, as we also are going to continue to see heavy snow moving in on Monday in that area, expected all along the I-25 corridor there. So, again, be very, very careful. We do have a wind advisory in western Utah near Arches National Park along I-70, then fire weather warning as you come down I-15 all the way down to the border with Arizona there. Heavy winds were in Southern California on Sunday, but those seem to be dying down. You might have just a little bit of that to deal with on Monday, but it doesn't look like it'll be anything like it was over the weekend.
All right, Rapid City coming out of there, coming over into South Dakota. You got a winter storm warning, be advised of that. And then the snow is going to be with you on 94, about 100 miles or so into South Dakota. You do have the northern part and northwestern corner of Nebraska that's got snow tonight. And then when you drop down into Kansas, we've got a major freeze warning, some very cold temperatures, Kansas City west across I-70 all the way over to Oakley, Kansas. And then you've got a frost warning down below it all the way down into Oklahoma, covering all of Oklahoma, covering Amarillo, Texas, on down south to, down, it looks like it's going all the way down to Midland. It certainly keeps on going south out of Amarillo for a good 100-150 miles. Then in Arkansas across I-40, a frost warning all the way over to Little Rock. Missouri, if you're going up I-44 to St. Louis, you've got a frost warning all the way up there. Fort Leonard Wood, too, into the western part of Missouri to include Springfield. You've got a freeze warning in the northwestern corner of Missouri tonight, which takes you over to Columbia, Missouri. Then way up in the Upper Peninsula and in Minnesota, Duluth, you got snow. Sorry about that. Cold temperatures, gale winds up off the lake up there, snow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We've got some more rain, flooding going on in Louisiana over north and east of New Orleans and Mississippi up north of Jackson. Looks like you got some flooding going on up in there still from the rivers that are way up over their banks in a lot of areas there. And that's about it, Kyle. So all I can tell everybody is make sure you stop by the Flying J, do what you can, get in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, but join the Drivers Club. Join the Drivers Club because you get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and whatever you buy in the way of supplies. And campers, RVers, don't forget they got the RV club there, too. And you can definitely do the same thing there, save a bunch of money, plus get a fuel card and save you money that way.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. If you go to pilotflyingj.com, it's all one word, pilotflyingj.com, you can download the My Rewards Plus app, and that's their brand new app. It used to be called the Pilot Flying J app, but now it's the My Rewards Plus app. And they're going to find you can redeem offers, do a lot of different kinds of things, new and improved. And so go there today.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more about the border and the catastrophe. It's no longer a crisis down there. It's a catastrophe. So we'll get into the discussion about that. And by the way, where's Kamala? Where's Kamala? She certainly isn't down on the border. We'll talk about that. And then CNN's Chris Cuomo. What a stupid thing for him to say. Wait till you hear this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.